Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So over October.
All right, we made it. We are at the end of our So Over October podcast. I'm Christina Pajitsky, Tom Segura's wife, and with me is
Leanne Kreischer, Bert Kreischer's wife.
Yes, both comedians.
Yes.
And this is, we've been kind of tracking their progress in sobriety and doing the challenges of Sober October. But more really tracking the untold story, the women behind. Yeah.
The power behind.
Because, you know, it impacts our, and it does every year. It just wreaks havoc on the house. For me, more so just the absence of my husband. I mean, right now he's flying to Europe. That's him texting me from the airplane. But, just being gone a lot, and we have two little ones. And for you, Bert, you actually like October.
I do sort of. You know, it is a month of reflection for Bert Kreischer in a lot of ways, where he kind of thinks, what's working, what's not working, why do I drink all year long, why am I the person that I am. He's doing a lot of, like, I thought I'd stop drinking and I'd stop having anxiety, and that's not happening. And I'm like, yeah, no shit. Anxiety, you drink to calm your anxiety. So when you stop drinking, anxiety might get a little bit worse.
And what is he, can he take pills? Is that Xanax? Is that part of Sober October?
Yeah, no, he can't take anything, no.
Okay, so he's white knuckling.
He's not even taking St. John's wort. Wait, nothing.
Wow.
He's a sober.
Yeah. And how does that, how does the anxiety get shifted then during October for him?
I think that, so interesting when he's working out, the serotonin really helps. Mm. And he's working out a lot in October, which is good. But, like, sometimes he has moments where he just can't regulate and he becomes really reactive. Like, I could say, hey, honey, and he'd go, what? What? I'm like, I just said,
you talking to me, you threatening me, bitch.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. And I'm like,
he's hearing it in his head differently.
Yes, he hears it in his head differently. And I go, I just said, hey, honey.
Yeah.
And so I have to then go, there's certain times when it's going on for extended period, like hours, where I just start answering him totally monotone. I have no idea what's for dinner. I don't know what time pickup is.
Wow.
I have no idea where your shoes are. Where I'm like, there's no way you can read anything into this. And when I start doing that, he goes, oh, maybe I'm being a little reactive. And I'm like, yeah.
That is so interesting, because I've been in therapy for almost a decade now.
Only a decade?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, you're a newbie.
How long have you been doing?
Oh, fucking forever. I've been in therapy this time for 17 years.
Oh, wow.
4 years before that.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, I'm a lifer.
I'm a lifer, too. I don't think I ever want to stop, because I think the misconception, I think people often go, well, when do you get cured and you stop going? It's like, yeah, but when do you stop living? Because life will always, it's an ongoing thing. You're just right. Having someone help you get through whatever. But what I've learned so much, especially after you're married for so many years, is like, relationships are really just your triggers bumping up against somebody else's triggers. Yeah. I hate that fucking word trigger. It's so dumb. But it how do I put that? They're sensitive spots. They're sore spots.
Yeah.
Their childhood wounds,
yeah.
Their grooves that are in their brain, and
their
then,
quirks and eccentricities,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, the trick of marriage and the key to all great relationships is going, okay, I know what that is. Mm-hmm. I love you despite. Mm-hmm. I love all of you, the shadow self, the yep. neurotic, but it's interesting because you and I, having grown up with moms, the kind of moms we did too, also learned
to know how to do that.
Oh my gosh! But we also learned how to change our behavior to manage the beasts.
That's right.
When they're bee sting.
That's right.
It's like a good, it's a really good skill that we have.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. I don't know if it's really good. It's really good in maintaining a happy relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's really good for us.
No, no. My therapist says no.
Yeah, mine kind of says no too. But you know, I was listening to this podcast. I don't know if I brought this up last week or not, but I was listening to a podcast. I don't even remember what it was, but they were saying, you know, the role of a spouse has changed, and now we believe a spouse is supposed to be everything. And that is a new concept.
Sorry, the role of spouse is changed. What does
changed.
That mean?
Like previously,
it has changed. I think
it has changed.
Changed. I'm like, oh.
No, it has changed. So previously, the spouse wasn't supposed to be the person that you, like, you know, went and got your nails done with. You weren't supposed to do that with your spouse. You do that with your girlfriends. They were not supposed to be the person you planned the birthday party with. You do that with your sister, you know?
Yeah.
And we've all of a sudden made this one person supposed to be everything. Where I learned a long time ago, there's certain things I can't talk to Bert about, which is why I go to my therapist, because it would not be productive.
Hallelujah.
So why why would you lay something in your spouse's lap that's either your problem or a problem you're having with their problem, your spouse? So why do we try to shove everything into this one person? But our need still needs to be met. Like, I still need to be heard that me just going, hey, honey, is causing this reaction from Bert. I still need a place to go, you know, that really bothered me, and that's not fair, and that sucks for me.
Right. So then do you, but you said that Bert acknowledges it, like he'll be...
Later. It takes him a minute.
Later. How much later? Like days?
No. He works in like a 12-hour cycle. he'll have a behavior, and sometime before he goes to bed that night, he will have figured it out and will have either apologized or explained or you know, he's come back. He's very self-correcting.
It's really nice.
It is.
He has an awareness. Like, he thinks about how he's affecting you.
Right.
Because do you think he sees your misery? Do you think he senses that you're, like, walking on eggshells?
Oh, yeah. I do it on purpose. I guess you could say it's passive. But to me, it's productive. Like, for me to go, hey, asshole, don't fucking do that. Yeah. That would cause a fight.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what I want. What I want is to be heard and understood.
Right.
So if I want to be heard and understood, I may have to wait and let him figure it out, and then I'm understood.
I 100% agree with this approach. I do this to Tom, too. Because, like, if I notice that he's in something, anybody, your friend, your spouse, your boss, your whatever, it's the least productive time to be like, you know what you're fucking doing right now? And I know this because I talked to my shrink about this. You're doing this. And it's like that nobody ever wants to hear, A, that they're being crazy, and B, that they're being crazy in that moment. Like, unless it's something, I've had Tom help me and be like, hey, yo, you maybe should reconsider this thing you're doing right now.
Right.
And I've been like, but I've been in a space that I was open to hear it.
Right. That's the point. You have to read your audience, right?
Yeah.
Just like a comic, I would assume, would have to read your audience and go, I need to adjust. Well, it's the same for people. You can't just barrel through your agenda, you know, when you're in a relationship. You have to... Bob and weave.
And also, I love this, what you said, that this idea that your spouse is your best friend. And it's funny, I talk about this in my act. Like, first of all, when I hear people say that, they're like, my spouse is my best friend. Mm-hmm. I'm like, barf, gross. You need to find new friends. Because your spouse, that's maybe what that is. It feels like it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do so much with your spouse. If there's children, you're rearing children. Mm-hmm. You're taking care of the mortgage. Mm-hmm. You're just trying to get through every day. And then on top of that, like, especially if you work with your spouse, which both of us do.
Yeah.
And then that's tough. That's another segment that a lot of people don't even have to do.
Right.
And then on top of that, to be a best friend, mm-hmm. it's overwhelming.
Yeah. I think it's a lot for any one person.
Yeah.
You know, and to have a spouse that doesn't, like, Bert loves my girlfriends and loves that we go do stuff like without him. Like, I go and do things with girlfriends and he's not included, and he's okay with that, you know, obviously. But to know that I get things from my friends that he can't offer me, you know, he can't offer that to me.
Of course. And female relationships are different than a relationship 100%. With a man, and they're so important, and they're nurturing in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Tom and I like we've always held this thing of like, I don't have to enjoy everything he enjoys and vice versa.
Right.
Like, we don't like the same music. We right. don't enjoy the same. I don't like sports really. I like tennis. He mm-hmm. loves football. So mm-hmm. he watches hours of that. And I'll just be like, all right, babe, I love you. I'll throw him a sandwich and I'll go do something else.
Yeah.
And that's always been, and I think he, I know, I think obviously he wishes that I could enjoy it with him, but like I've tried, I don't really like it. I'm right. bored out of my fucking mind.
Right.
Adios. But then there are couples that are like, yeah, but if you loved me, you would do this for me. You would do this with me. And I think he and I have always been like, if you really loved me, you just let me not do the thing I don't really fucking want to do right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. It's the ebb and flow. It's the yeah. oak and the elm do not grow in each other's shadow.
Yeah.
They grow side okay. by side at the same time, hopefully. But not one's not shadowing the other one. One's not more important than the other yeah. necessarily. You know, maybe there are some times if someone's very ill, then that person may be more important for the moment or whatever. If someone's really intense in their career, stuff may need to shift from time to time. But yeah, I agree with you. I don't see any reason why you have to be enmeshed.
That's the word. Yeah. yeah.
Enmeshment is not healthy. And to feel like that one person fulfills, it checks every box is just really unrealistic. And
especially from a dude.
Especially from a dude. It's and like, you know, the thing so is, they
dumb,
travel so
you know?
Much.
Yeah.
That's, I think, the difference is people always say, I don't know how you're married to a comedian. And I'm like, well, I don't expect all things from him. I don't expect to be entertained by him
oh, God,
all the time.
No.
Or, and I don't mean entertained by like, yuck, yuck, telling a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know what I'm going to do today. Hey, Bert, what do we want to do? I don't need that. I can figure out my own shit. And I think that's healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of spouses will do, well, gosh, I don't want to
They just
say.
Do things together.
Yeah, yeah.
Always
it's usually
together.
Like the man has a life and then the woman kind of co-opts that life. And you're like.
Yeah, sometimes it's vice versa.
Right, right. And it can, but it can work. Mm-hmm. It can work. But I think ultimately people need their own thing as well to be happy as a human.
I think
so. You need your own thing, whatever yeah. it is that makes you happy. Like even stay at home, there's a lot of stay at home moms I know, like yes, they're home with the kids, but they also have like a jewelry business or like a side hustle, just part-time, just to keep their brains kind
hey,
of.
Scrapbooking is not a joke. Have you seen some scrapbooking these people do?
I would love to do it.
Me too. And I yeah. go, how do you even come up with that shit? I mean, it's crazy the scrapbooking people do. If that's what you're into,
I know, I'm so
go
jealous of
it.
And I go to Michael's Arts and Crafts. And
I'm
I go,
lost.
I fucking love it there. And I feel, I get so pumped.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, there's so many things here I could make.
A whole wall of stickers.
Yeah.
Just stickers everywhere.
Yeah, but I don't know what to do with
them. I don't either.
I just buy them all and I put them in a drawer. And I'm like, that's
you put
cool.
them on your water bottle.
Yeah. Freaking, I'm a dope. So, yeah, everyone has something they need to get in deep on and involved
yeah.
with, too. So what was I going to say? Oh, but I do, the working out thing is great to relieve anxiety. And I know Joe Rogan's a huge advocate, obviously, of that, because that guy works out every day and he don't seem too fucking stressed.
No, he's pretty much solid.
He's cool, yeah. So yeah. that's good that Bert's doing that to relieve the anxiety. Is he in talk therapy right now? No.
No, not right now. He ebbs and flows out of it, just yeah. depending on, he's really, really busy.
Yeah, of course. It's crazy.
He's prepping for this special and he's got so many other plates spinning. That I think that's adding to his anxiety too. Just being really, really busy.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Not having any downtime.
It's but just too much.
Yeah, I think Sober October every year he thinks he's going to have some revelation that doesn't happen. So I think this year he's feeling like, damn it again.
What
no
you,
revelation.
What do you think the revelation is?
I think he feels like something is going to happen where he's going to find some kind of real peace.
Oh,
right?
Oh yeah.
But peace is elusive, and peace is something you have to practice. And I don't think you get it in 30 days, or
yeah.
what are we at now, 24 days? I think
right.
I think this is the precipice where you go, what do I need to do now to maintain peace in my day-to-day life? What is that for me? Is it meditating? Is it working out? Is it reading? Is it, you know, what's that stuff called mindfulness like where you just breathe and you're mindful. What is it? What brings you peace? And what is peace to define that? Peace is different for some people.
Right.
For me, peace is very active. Sitting on a couch with my legs crossed, breathing is not peaceful for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got shit to do.
Yeah.
But peaceful for me is, you know, walking my dogs.
Yeah. That's an active,
That's true. That's very, very true.
Right. Yeah, that's so funny because it is very elusive and you go through spells of it. Like right now our house is just upside down because both my kids are sick. You know, and that throws me into chaos, obviously, yeah. Any mom. Yeah, and you just go, well, we'll just get through this and then you'll have your peace again. But you forget it when you're in it.
You do.
And, but poor Bert, I do wish he had some kind of balance. But it is hard for them, both of our husbands, if you travel for work. It's extremely hard to build a routine.
It is. It's impossible.
It's impossible. And to stay healthy, it's very, very difficult. And your husband tours a lot. So does mine.
Yeah.
But I feel like Bert's schedule is pretty grueling.
It's pretty grueling.
He does a lot.
He does a lot.
Yeah.
He does a lot. And he's happy to be doing a lot. Grateful for the work. Grateful for the opportunities. But yeah, it's that kind of, I think he was looking for, you know, some kind of like, aha moment.
Isn't that funny? The cure-all, and it just is never, it's not there.
No. There's never a cure-all for anything, really.
No.
You want to lose weight? You don't just take a pill and you go, I'm done.
No.
If you have liposuction, guess what? You're not done. You have to eat in a way that keeps your body, because you just build more body fat.
Right.
If you have like your stomach reduction surgery, you're not done. You still have to maintain.
Right.
Every day, eating less than you were eating before. So we all look for quick fixes, I think. Yeah. They just don't really exist.
I think everyone wants a solution to the human condition, which is like, there is no, the solution is there is no solution.
The solution is enjoy the human condition.
100%. Mm-hmm. Because you're just going to be dead.
That's right.
And then there's no thing. I mean, I don't know if this happened to you when you had kids, but I got really, like, I've always been existential and dark, and I always have thought about life and death from very early.
What does existential mean?
It means you think about life and death and the nature of being, the meaning of being. Why are we here? The absurdity of being. Like, holy shit.
We're here to die?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah. What the why? Mm. Why am I was born to just create all this meaning, and then one day I have to lose all of it and I go into oblivion?
I was born to shed skin cells for 50 years and then dead.
And that's it. And we don't know when we're going to die, which is crazy. And then which is horrifying. I mean, there's no other living being alive that can contemplate its own demise.
Right.
We are the only one. It's absurd. And then when I had children, it got even more ramped up because now there's two people who depend on me. I don't know what the point of this is, but the point is there is no point. Like, there is no
to enjoy where you are.
To enjoy where you are and to accept the ambivalence and to accept the good and the bad and the anxious days and the not anxious days.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Like, with birth, there's no cure all. And I've learned that the hard way too. Because also when you get into comedy, you think like, oh, if I get famous, that's when I'm going to feel good about myself.
That's not true.
When I get a lot of money, that's when I'm going to feel
good. Also not true.
And then when I get really skinny, that's going to, it's
always. I wouldn't know about that.
Girl, me neither. But like, you realize there's just sobriety, great. Sobriety's better than being in the spiral of a chaos of unsobriety or of you know, chronic whatever use.
And that's, chronic that's not just, care of your body. You know, no matter what anybody says about alcoholism or no, alcohol's not good for you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in moderation, it doesn't do much. But if you drink it a lot, it you know, messes up your body. So, you know, that in and of itself creates problems.
Yeah.
You know,
I know,
road,
it's all fine. So listen, most importantly, have you fired your housekeeper?
No. She's at my house right now. I can't do it. I'm such a wimp. And so many people emailed me, you have to fire her. And I know this great girl. And, you know, I just suck. And I'm beating myself up today. Beating myself up literally this morning as I'm loading my own dishwasher going, you know, maybe I should just ask her. And then my problem solved if I say, here's what I need. You see this pile of dirty spin clothes that are all strewn from my backyard to the man cave? Will you just pick the fucking shit up? Will you pick it up and put it in the hamper? You know where all the hampers are in my house? Dog toys strewn everywhere. She doesn't pick them up. I have a basket for dog toys in every room. Will you just pick them up, put in the basket? And then maybe this morning I was trying to justify, thinking, maybe if I just tell her specifically what I need, I can just hire her for one more day and that's taken care of. She can drive. She has a reliable car. She can pick up my kids. I just am so avoiding.
Ooh, avoidance.
I'm avoiding firing her.
Avoidant behavior. Interesting. So in the face of confrontation, you've chosen to avoid.
In this issue, you know what's really funny? Is somebody screwed something up with Bert's business. I had no problem confronting that. Who's responsible for this? Why did this not happen in a timely manner? You had something that took you 1 minute. You took 9 hours to complete. Why? I want to, why? Why is this happening? But I can't do it to my housekeeper.
Now, why though? Why? What's the stakes here? What do you think is about, what's this dynamic? Because I was actually driving thinking about this yesterday. I was like, I wonder if Leanne's fired her
housekeeper. At this point, I'm thinking it's a past life or karma of some kind.
You think so?
No, not really. I'm trying to give it any excuse I can come up with. I have no idea.
What is it about the housekeeper?
Well, part of it honestly is what I said before, honestly, no joke, is that I don't want to let her go until I have somebody else in her place.
Okay.
Because I don't want 4 weeks of me trying to find somebody and not having someone help me. You know, that's the opposite of what I need. So that's part of it. And this sounds like an excuse, but to be honest with you, this past week since I was here last Thursday was like a freight train.
Yeah.
And my dad's here.
It's a lot.
And I'm not going to interview new housekeepers with my dad here, so
no,
you know.
that's within your rights. But I'm
it's within my rights.
That's good. But also, like, why the because this isn't just a new problem.
No, this is problem's been going forever. Right. But so this person
I'm,
only though.
I'm fascinated.
But you know, now that I think about it, I also have a hard time firing the gardener, like those people.
The
too.
People that take care of you.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Is that what it is? Are we afraid that we're not going to find people to care for you? Like, if we get rid of this one, will there not? I don't know. This is my armchair psychology, but what is the fear? Like, what's the, not fear, that's not the right word. Like, why the hesitation?
Why the hesitation?
Yeah, because for me, I would be like, fuck her, cut her, she's gone. Now, however, in the business world, I'm a little less like you. So I'm more reluctant in that sphere.
No,
because my livelihood, oh my God, if I piss somebody off, and then I'm gonna, like, I get more afraid of losing that stuff.
Well, also, when I am putting, you know, Team Bert to task, it's not about me. It's not my career.
It's not your stuff.
It's Bert's.
Oh, wow.
So I go, you're not taking care of Bert.
Interesting.
You're not taking care of Bert. Well, so I guess it's the taking care of me. Me taking care of me. That's a hard time. Because definitely... Definitely, I'm not sure who really takes care of me.
Right.
In my house. I think maybe I do sometimes. But maybe that's part of it, is that I just don't value myself enough in a certain way to make it the way I want it. And I'd rather suffer than have them suffer. Okay, now we're getting into some therapy.
Ooh.
I'd rather suffer than have them suffer and have to find another job. Because I know that if I fire them, that's income they're losing, and now they're going to have to replace that income, and I feel bad about that.
Right.
Even my gardener. My previous gardener, oh my God. This guy, forever, I kept going, I don't understand why I can't fire this guy. And then we remodeled our house, and I went, you know what? We don't need any gardening. I'll let you know when we're done. And I just never called him back. So I didn't ever really say, hey, you're fired.
Right. You didn't have to. There was an easy out, kind of.
Easy out, yeah.
So the idea is, like, asking for help, asking for
accepting,
care. Accepting.
No, requiring. Requiring from the helper what I need. Because here's something I discovered. I've talked about this before in my podcast. And maybe with you, actually. My needs I view as a want.
Right.
Not as a need. I need help in my house. No, you don't. You want help. So that's very indulgent of you to actually get what you want, right?
Right.
As opposed to shifting it into, no, actually, I need someone to come 2 days a week. I need someone to do my laundry. I need. And I think my brain turns that into, do you need it? No.
I do that too.
You want it.
Yeah.
And a want is relative. I think that is probably one of the things at the base of my housekeeper issue.
100%. It's the, I love this thing that Tom and I did a decade ago where we had one phone charger in the house.
Why?
Because we were like broker comics and like, we had one phone charger and we would just share the charger, and it was like this thing where we were like, we just kept doing it. We kept adapting our lives around this bad system.
Right.
You know?
And yes.
Or like, yeah, it's like when you have something or one, we had one nightstand. I didn't have a clock next to my bed forever. And it would frustrate me for years. And I would just never, I never occurred to me like you can get a nightstand and a clock. You can get more phone chargers.
Right.
Because I would always go in my head, yeah, but do I need it? I mean, I'm being such a diva. Like,
right.
I'm such a queen. Queenie over here needs a phone charger.
And a nightstand.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
But working around a bad system, that's a really great term.
Yeah.
Are you working around a bad system? I definitely am working around a bad system. There's part of the system that works. I like when she comes.
Yeah, you like it. It's good.
I like that she's reliable. Like she's never late. She never misses a week.
And, but she sucks.
And she's but she sucks reliably.
Like
every week, it's I know what's gonna suck.
Yeah.
Never disappointed.
Yeah, you know the poor level of care versus the unknown of finding a better caregiver, a better housekeeper, essentially.
The unknown. I think the unknown. The trouble of what if the next one's worse.
Yeah.
And I have to do it again.
And you have to Oh, yeah.
And what if the next one, what if the next one is not reliable?
Right.
What if they flake? What if the next one steals something from me? How the hell do I deal with that?
Yeah, it's a lot of energy. It sounds
it is a lot of energy.
Right, you're dreading the energy of taking care of, finding the right caregiver.
That's right. You're right. I'm dreading the trouble of it.
Yeah.
Like the trouble of it is not worth the change.
Yeah.
I think that's been part of it,
and
too.
And I would feel resentful of having to do that for myself. I'd be like, well, God, why do I have to do this again? This is like childhood shit all over again. Like I fucking have to do everything. Like that's where I go.
Yeah.
I get resentful and upset at the situation. Cause like, you know,
I do too.
Yeah.
I look, this woman cannot dust. She cannot dust one item on my vanity.
Isn't that
every week I look at my bath vanity and go, are you kidding?
Yeah.
You're at a water source.
Yeah, just
there
are
lotion bottles. Run it under the tap, wipe it off, and put it back. It's not hard. And I get so angry every week. There's still dust on my lotion.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just do it myself. That's what I do.
And then you angrily do it yourself.
Myself, yes.
So you get to fulfill the anger and the resentment.
That's so good.
This
sounds so ridiculous when you start saying it out loud. But in practical moment to moment, I can't seem to fire her.
Yeah. No, listen, we all have our stuff. It's not.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's 100%. Like, dude, listen, I do it too. That's how I know the stuff.
You recognize.
Of course. I do the same shit.
Do you play scenarios in your head where you go, next week?
Yeah.
I'm going to march her in this bathroom.
Yep.
I'm going to move the bathrobe aside and say, do you see this dust?
Yeah.
How long do you think this has been here? I am thinking about getting a forensic scientist in here to tell me the exact date that you have last dusted this ledge.
So angry. I love
so
it.
So mad.
Yeah, your anger's so misplaced. I'm so excited. But don't you love when you get upset about... I know. I rehearse confrontations.
You what?
I rehearse confrontation.
Yeah.
All the time. And then she's going to be like, what about you? And I'll be like, what about you, bitch? And then, of course, when you get into the thing with the person, it's never like that.
You're
it's like, I'm sorry and all.
My
feelings.
Bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I do. Yeah, I do that. And then I'm going to say, and then sometimes I actually do that. And then I go, oh, that was bad. That was really bad. Because confrontation to me means a permanent break. Right? That's another part.
Well, yes. That's another problem is that telling someone what we need, there's the danger that we're going to get that person taken away, cut out.
Yeah.
Because we got that done.
Yeah.
There's a lot at stake for confronting.
Yeah. Where your needs are concerned. You're right. Because in business, it's completely different for me. In my business life, I don't have a problem going, hey, you fucked this up. How are you going to fix it? You know, what's going on here? But I guess it is about my needs being met because... Because, yeah, I couldn't ask for my needs to be met. I could, but I just didn't know what the end result would be. I mean, you know, to say my mom at one point blank told me I was going to lie to her fourth husband, and I point blank said, no, I'm not, and then that was the end of our relationship. She was like, well, then you're dead to me.
Yeah.
So then you go, well, I need to take care of myself because I'm not a liar. Well, then you're dead to me.
Yeah.
Well, then when you learn that, then you go, well, I can't obviously ask the maid to use a mop instead of a broom.
It's too scary.
It's too scary.
Yeah.
She'll leave and I'll have no maid.
Yeah. But you know what I do to kind of get around this is I will work with people who are really okay with what I look with who are really open to criticism or receiving, how I put this, your instructions.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you have to work with people that are like, just tell me, it's fine. I don't care. I have no feelings about
right,
that.
Right,
like, people that are really open to right, you right. saying shit to them. That's how I've gotten around it.
Yeah, my housekeeper's not that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, to get her. Kick her to the bitch curb. All right. So let's get into our So Over October recap. My husband took a flying class, which I was not happy about week.
So how did it go?
Well, he loved it. He showed me videos and all that stuff. And I was like, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't want him to die in a plane crash.
Totally.
My head goes there. But I'm glad it's over with. And then he did boxing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And he loved it. And he was like, here's a video of some guy beating the shit out of me. I'm like, I don't want to see, like, you know what I mean? Like, sparring with some maniac hitting my husband's head. I'm like, you make a living telling jokes. You need your brain, dope.
Not smart. It's asking for a concussion. My question is, why aren't they doing something they don't want to do as a class?
Why aren't they? Oh, what do you mean?
Like, wouldn't that be a challenge, really, to go to like a macrame class?
I love that stuff.
I would love it too, but could you imagine Bert and Tom doing macrame? Not even.
With their stubby fat fingers.
No. Bert's hair would get all woven in the macrame. No shirt. But I don't know. I don't know. Bert was supposed to go to Pilates with me.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm talking about. I keep saying to him, I don't understand why you go to these classes that you would just already go to. You should go to stuff that's really outside your wheelhouse. The challenge is being sober is outside your wheelhouse. So why wouldn't you, expand that to your classes? So next week he's supposed to go to Pilates with me. And I think it's going to kick his ass.
Are you kidding? That shit is so hard.
So hard.
Yeah, I started doing it after I had my first kid. And my lady got me in such good shape that I was doing it 2 weeks up until I gave birth to our second child.
That's amazing.
I'm like running up and down the stairs until I gave birth. Like I was in such better shape because of it.
Yeah.
It's that core, man. You get that core together and everything else in your body just comes into shape. It's so good.
It is good.
Yeah.
I went to class on Monday and my abs are still sore this Friday.
Thursday. Dude, it's nuts.
Yeah, it is nuts.
And Bert, I mean,
it has no core. It's coreless. He's a coreless apple, that guy. Yeah, no core.
Well, it is. I think it was designed by dancers, Pilates.
I think so. I think
so.
Right.
They, like my Pilates instructor, she was a dancer. She comes from that background, and her figure, I mean, her posture is perfect. It also helps with posture and good. I would love for you to take him to Pilates. Will you please have a camera crew following?
I should do that. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I want to see idea. Bert do Pilates.
Yeah, me too. You know, he's obsessed. Here's the negative. He believes his legs are as good looking as any woman's. And his feet, don't even get him started. I mean, unfortunately, you have to wear socks to Pilates, but I guarantee you he's going to be on his back with his little two little legs pointing, going, I mean, my legs are just gorgeously, and you have to say my legs are just gorgeous. No, that's what he's going to do the whole class.
Do you think he has gorgeous legs?
They're skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a woman, yeah.
Yeah.
But
does he have nice women's legs?
He has. His calves are really skinny.
Would you please pull up Bert Kreischer's legs?
Let's I don't know if you can see them.
A photo.
But he's got real skinny little calves.
I wish I did, because that's right. Thinness in the leg definitely helps. Let's see if we can find it.
No, no.
Oh,
there they are.
Oh, there he go. Oh, my God.
See? He's obsessed with his legs. I told you.
He says, even, I have beautiful legs.
I have beautiful legs. I told you. So you know what he's going to do? The whole Pilates class, when you have to put your straps on your feet and put your legs straight up and go around.
I know what you're talking about.
He's going to the whole time go, I mean, can you believe this, Leanne? Look at these legs.
The reformer. Yeah, this is. No, don't do that. You want to say his fat. Look, he does have really nice
legs. He does have nice legs. But they're like, they don't look like men's legs per se.
No.
Like the top of the thighs. From the knee down, that could be a woman.
Absolutely.
Except for the size 13 shoe.
Well, no. And I will say, he's got lovely ankles. They're slender and dainty. And then the shape of his feet are really, he's got like ballerina legs and feet. He's got a really nice set of gams.
You're not helping me here.
Sorry.
I have to hear this constantly.
I mean,
my legs are so much better than your legs, Leanne. And I'm like, okay, I didn't know we were in competition.
I'm sorry. You're right. Not those.
Whose feet are those?
Are those his feet? Bert Kreischer on Twitter. Living the eight.
Your old American dream, I'm sure.
I'm not sure what that's.
He must have been barefoot. I don't know what the background is. where we
were.
Wow,
Bert does have beautiful legs. Yeah. I'm sorry. Proven. I got to give it to him. There he is. There he is.
Yep. Look at them legs. And his dirty foot, his grocery store foot.
He's with Whitney Cummings. Hilarious. Ugh. You know what I can't stop thinking about? Oh, look at it. His toes are moving on a...
Oh, he does
that
all
call
the time.
What's that called? A JPEG? Or fuck. Anyway, I can't stop thinking about Bert coming home from a spin class and jumping in the pool.
Yeah.
How's that going? Is he still bathing in the swimming pool? Any updates on that?
As I was referencing before,
yeah,
the spin clothes start at my back door and end at the man cave.
Okay.
And he is unclothing. And my dad, who is here, is now decided to install an outdoor shower.
I was just going to suggest this.
We're going
it's
to Home Depot.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, we're getting it Home Depot today. Outdoor shower.
Yeah.
Because my dad was like, he just needs a shower.
Your husband is so fucking feral.
Like, you have no idea.
Dude, he's a bear. I know they do two bears, one cave, but your husband literally operates like a bear.
Yeah.
He just wants to live outside. He doesn't want to wear clothes.
No. He pees outside in our yard.
Outside. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He pisses in the yard all the time.
He is a wild man. So, yeah, I think an outdoor shower would be a fantastic idea. Maybe a commode, too.
We have a commode outside, but he doesn't use it.
Really?
Yes. When we bought our house, the previous owners had buried a toilet bowl in the planter
buried.
Box.
Okay.
So they use the bowl of the toilet as like a pot for a plant. And I thought it was hysterical, so I just left it. So luckily he doesn't use that. No.
That is so weird.
It's bizarre, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, that's so bizarre. I actually can't take it out.
Yeah.
So I may have to take it out though.
So he didn't do Pilates with you. Let's take a look at the boys' Whoop rankings.
Oh,
by the way, I get an earful about the Whoop rankings from my. Is Bert into telling you how he did today? I hear about
he
this
only
stuff.
Talks about his sleep.
Yeah,
all he talks about is sleep.
Babe, look at my recovery time. Babe, look at my strain. I'm leading in the strain. All right, Nadav, give us a recap on how the guys are doing.
This week on Whoop.com's update, we have. If we're looking at recovery, ooh, Tom is still the champ. Ooh,
yeah.
And Bert's too. 1-2 right there. Ari's in third. Wow. And Joe's in last place.
What?
For recovery. Uh-oh. Look at that. Wouldn't expect that. Up next on the Whoop app, we're looking at strain. Ari's working the hardest. Tom is in second. Joe is in third, and Bert is in last with an average of 11.8. And if we look at sleep, which I think is probably the most important one, Tom is the sleep champ. First place in two of the three categories.
This is unreal, especially because I'm telling you, we were up nights with our children recently. So what are you guys doing? I don't know what's
going on. Well, Bert's last.
Yeah. I mean,
Bert
like if we look at the sleep, I mean, we're seeing Tom is getting some high 7-hour nights,
what?
Some 8-hour nights.
This is crazy. Okay.
Whoa, he almost slept 9 hours on the 21st.
Jeez. On the 21st, where he maybe was out. That's not possible.
And Bert is last place in sleep. Let's see what his sleep is like.
Not good.
Oh, boy. Wow. On the 18th, he slept 1 hour.
Yeah.
Jesus. On the 20th,
God.
He slept less than three.
Well, he has
he
a couple theories.
Three.
What is he doing? Is he on drugs?
He has a couple theories. One theory is that a lot of his sleep is happening on a tour bus.
Yeah.
Which means his body's moving, which he's wondering if the Whoop thinks he's moving. Even though he's asleep.
Yeah.
Because the bus is moving.
Sure.
That's one theory. And the other theory is with the strain, he's wondering how his blood pressure medication affects how high he can get his heart rate. So, like, he may be doing this hot spin class and burning 900 calories, but his strain is not that big because his heart rate's not that high because his blood pressure medication.
Oh,
so he's wondering. He doesn't, I mean, he's not a cop-out in any way.
No.
But it is, he's like, I slept for like 6 hours and it's saying it's I slept not. For three and I was on the tour bus. So there's something, maybe they turn a curve and I don't know because he's constantly moving.
Interesting. But that's a good theory. And I think there's something to that.
I don't know.
But, and how is his weight doing? I know there was some talk of him getting down to 205.
Nah, he ain't going to make it.
No.
Nah, that ain't happening. No, that ain't happening. He's doing great with his weight. I don't remember what he last weighed in.
Yeah.
But he was like in the 220s.
Should we call him and is he available right now?
I don't know. He's doing radio or something.
Shit. I'd love to hear his side of what he thinks he's doing, because that's always more interesting. Is like, does he think he's eating well? Does he think he's doing well?
He does. He thinks he is eating well.
He is. Okay.
Yes, he's eating really well, and okay. He's doing really well. He's eating mostly, you know, lean proteins and vegetables.
Great, because the last time we discussed his diet, it was he wakes up, he does spin class, he doesn't eat, and then he's starving by the end of the day, and then he'll eat a pizza. So we've stopped doing that.
He's still doing the intermittent fasting, so he's not eating. He's eating like from noon to 8.
Which is great, by the way, mm-hmm. for weight loss. That shit works, man.
Yeah, I think so. So he's doing that, but he's mostly eating. I don't think he's eating anything bad anymore. Not really.
Okay. Sorry, I have to text my lady. Hold on.
No problem.
Before I forget, my kiddos. Okay.
Wipe the vomit. Left to right. Left to right. Not right to left. It's no bueno. You know, front to back. Not back to front.
Yeah, it's so sad. Okay. what a nightmare. I this month, I feel like for me, has been an absolute shit show. I mean, I don't know if it's, and just in terms of like the Sober October stuff of him being gone, I have not planned. Plantober is out the window.
Yeah, yeah.
With my husband, you know, I feel like I've been drinking more. I popped a couple of Xanax the last couple of days.
Oh,
like,
my Lord, we're going off the rails.
I think that October is like, not a bad month. I just think I go off the rails. And I think it's because the holidays are coming. And there's a lot of stuff in the ethers coming up. And then it's when the kids get sick. And when it's like the shit hits the fan in October. And now I'm just trying to get through to January.
Right? I think everybody has a hard push to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
All of a sudden when you get close to Halloween, you're like, oh, shit.
Here comes.
Let's get her done, because after Thanksgiving, it's all over. It's like holiday pageant, holiday shopping, holiday party, holiday, 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 holiday. For every religion, it's all so busy and crazy. I hear you.
Yeah. I'm all over the place. How is your Plantober, your Momtober going?
Sober Momtober?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have notes.
Okay, let's hear
notes. I don't want to talk about it entirely, but because I still have another week and a half, but it was really hard for me to stick with what I'm doing on that particular day. Like, this day's for errands, this day's for the podcast, this day's for, that's been almost impossible. But the meal planning is still life-changing. Still, dropping that. And checking my email 3 times a day, not stopping that.
Huge.
If I just bring those two things from what I learned, it has already relieved so much stress.
Oh, that's huge.
I mean, like yesterday I was like, I know exactly what I'm making for dinner. Let's get it started. Put it in the crock pot. Done. Because Wednesday's late softball day for Georgia. And so that has been so helpful. So when October's over, I'm going to meal plan for the whole month of November and do the same thing again. And it was super easy. I did try some new recipes that sucked. Mm. So that was one thing I have to kind of adjust.
Couscous?
No, it was some kind of Asian chicken thigh.
Oh.
Do not recommend.
Really?
My recipe. I don't even know where I found it. But I still would like to figure out how to, you know, the things that, again, that didn't get done were the things for me.
Wow. So I see a theme in
here. Yeah, but I don't think that's just me. I think that's the nature of a mom.
Oh, yeah.
Is that, you know, stuff just keeps popping up. That's, you know, I have Friday's supposed to be my deep work day where I do something that's like a dream project. Like if I were a scrapbooker, I'd close the door and scrapbook for hours.
I love that.
If I wanted to write a book, that's when I would do that. And that hasn't happened. Not 1 week. Not once.
What's getting in the way?
Life.
Just kid emergencies.
Kids, life, Girl Scouts, obligations, stuff going on with the house, dog attacking dog.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You know, I'm having a puppy.
Yeah.
Is having a puppy.
I know.
Oh,
why did you do that?
What are you, stupid. STOOPID.
Yeah, puppies are fucking, it's like having
a
newborn. Yeah, for a year. Mm-hmm. They're just nightmares. Uh-huh. Do you have to wake up every 4 hours to let it out to pee in the night?
No, she sleeps through the night. She throws up about 4 a.m. every night.
Why so is that happening?
I don't know, because she's stupid.
She's hungry, yeah.
That's been part of my challenge this month, too, is potty training a puppy.
Ugh.
So, like, every, you know, hour, you're like, let's go outside. You just have to be aware. of so much. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to really think about that. What really got in the way of the deep work? I think part of it is I've had to plug back into my old job, which was Bert's assistant, because he has so much going on. It's more than any one person can do.
Yeah.
So his one assistant, you know, needs 2 days off. So those 2 days off become my 2 days on, and that takes 2 days out of my scheduling of my sort of mom.
I'm going to propose something to you.
Okay.
What if Leanne's day wasn't a want? What if Leanne's day was a need? You need a day off.
I do.
What if Friday was Leanne's need day? Or just need hours. You drop the kids off at school, mm-hmm. and then from 9 to noon, you do whatever you want.
Like they're sacred.
100%.
Huh.
What if we did that? And listen, what is that urgent? There are days, yes, you're right. There are days where you scrap your shit because somebody's sick, you got to go to the doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
Or there's an emergency, there's mm-hmm. something weird. But what if there was just 3 hours that just belonged to you?
That makes me really nervous.
Why? You deserve it, though.
I was gripping this hand. I was like, I can't do that. What is she, insane?
Why can't you do it? I'm sorry. I hate when I do this to people. I'm just fascinated.
Why? I don't care that you're doing this to me. Why? Well, okay. Please don't help me.
Okay,
please.
All right. I'm not trying to help. I'm just fascinated because I do the same shit. It's all, this is just, you just come from somebody who does the same fucking thing.
I think many moms listening do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Dads too, probably, but moms tend to do it more.
Dads don't have a problem with taking time to this.
Maybe less. Yeah. Maybe less. Okay, maybe less. You know, that's a really good question.
They're in high school. They're gone.
But yeah, don't fool yourself with that bullshit.
Oh, please.
Don't fool yourself. I was driving home. Okay. Yesterday, Georgia got her braces off, which was amazing.
Oh, yay.
But that meant I had to pick her up early from school.
Of course.
Right? So I drove to the airport to pick up my dad at 9 a.m. in L.A.
You can have a car service.
Pick I know, up your dad. But Go I ahead. Always have a car service every time. And this time, his trip got cut short because a dear friend of his passed away. Oh. So he's only here for a short time. So this time I thought, I'm going to go pick him up.
You did it personally. Okay. Yes. That's 2 hours out of your day.
Two hours out of my day. Yeah. And then hour round trip to her high school.
Oh, God.
And then I had to go back to her high school at 5 p.m. for softball, which was over at 6:30. No point in driving home. So I just have to screw around from 5 to 6:30.
But here's the deal. Friday.
High school.
Friday from 9 to noon.
Yeah.
It's your time. So you say, guess what? That, yeah. No orthodontist on Friday. No, if she needs to get the braces done, too bad. We're not doing it on Friday. Wait till next.
Well, see, that's what I did. Yeah. But it didn't work out.
And sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. I'm not saying that we get the luxury of that free time. But I'm not doing it right now with myself. I wish I did for a minute. I had Fridays off. I was like, I'm not doing shit.
That's awesome.
But then life.
Creeps in, doesn't it?
It mm-hmm. does. And I'm saying, I'm pointing out, because I needed to reinstate my Friday life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying this for myself. Yeah. I want the whole day Friday, bitch, not just 3 hours.
Right.
Oh, I just unplugged myself. But I love that you clenched your fist. That's fascinating.
I that's one of the things I started doing in therapy is paying attention to what my body's doing.
Same.
Yeah.
Because it gives you
an indication.
What if I'm not the watcher? Because I go, the watcher?
Mm-hmm.
For instance, my fear of getting sick, it's not even the physicality of sickness. It's that I'm the one in control of everyone. And if I'm down, if I'm sick, I'm not the watcher. I watch everyone. I take care of everybody. So if the caregiver is down, I'm vulnerable. And I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm in charge.
Yeah.
So maybe you're taking the reins off of shit for 3 hours. I don't know if that's your motivation.
It's so funny you say that, because when you were telling me this before, I was like, oh, shit's just going to go sideways if I do that. I mean, seriously, things just going to go sideways.
What's going to happen?
Off in a ditch. And it's never going to work. You know, it'll take me 6 hours for the 3 hours I had off to get us out of the ditch. That's what I thought of as you were talking.
What's going
to
happen in those 3 hours?
Nothing.
Yeah.
But you know what happened when we were kids?
Chaos.
Chaos. Yeah. Everything fell apart if you weren't in charge.
I know.
So that's just how, I mean, it benefits me in a lot of ways, but not in taking care of myself.
That's the problem with it. It's that you and I are, my therapist calls it hypervigilance, where I'm really on top of shit. I'm on top of shit, bro.
Like preaching to the choir.
Yeah. Like you tell me,
you know, someone's like, does Ellis have a lunchbox? I ordered it 5 fucking days ago.
Yeah.
Amazon, bitch. It's on the front porch. Go fucking look.
Yeah. I'm hypervigilant.
Ellis have new shoes? Yeah, bitch. They just arrived. Like, I'm on it, bro.
On his feet. They're on his feet.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Come on. But it is not good in terms of enjoying life.
Right.
General enjoyment, chilling, enjoying, and reaping. And really, you and I are at an age like where we've worked hard.
Yeah.
And we have the stuff that we want. Yeah. Why can't we take a day to enjoy that? Go to the spa, man.
Right? Like, go to the beach, go do something. Yeah, no, my friends always make fun of me because when we all hang out together, I'm always washing dishes.
God
like,
damn.
Could you please sit down? And I'm like, this is where I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable washing dishes. Just let me wash my dishes, okay? I'm still in the conversation, but I can't just sit there. Who just sits there? What crazy person just sits there and has a conversation? I'm going to wash dishes. What's so funny is a husband in the group is exactly the same. So yeah. He and I are like two bumblebees buzzing around the kitchen cleaning.
Is this when there's a lot of people around?
You tend yeah.
I do that too.
You do?
Company. When there's too many people,
yeah.
I get overly anxious and stressed, and yeah. I'll start tending to the party versus enjoying.
Oh, yeah, same thing.
However, you and I have spent many a fine night drinking wine together, sitting
just
on the couch, petting the dogs,
yeah.
and having a gay old time, and you weren't doing that
no.
behavior.
Because it's just the two of us.
Yes. Uh-huh. But yeah. I get the same. With Thanksgiving, forget it. I'm fucking yeah. off the rails.
Me too.
I'm wiping, I'm doing. Does anyone else need more pie? Who needs pie? Anyone want to drink? Like I'm like overdrive, making sure everyone's having a good time. Yeah, I got to control the good time.
Reckon that's from our childhood?
Yeah.
Is everybody okay? Everybody's okay? Ooh. Everybody's okay.
But it's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
Do you drink? Does that help?
Not really, not really.
But does
not.
That help? Because my therapist will be like, you just have a glass of wine. Because I'm not an alcoholic, so she'll be like, it's okay for you to.
I'll drink while doing dishes.
Right. Oh.
If I need, I don't really drink much.
You get ripped and yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I don't really have a release like that. I don't know what my release is.
That's the thing.
Sleep. I think it's sleep.
Sleep is huge for me too. Mm-hmm. As we were talking about with Bert in terms of him, like what does he need to do to manage anxiety and maintain sanity? Well, like what do we do? What do you do? You know, like what are those needs? And those are fucking needs. Those are not negotiable. Those are exercise is a need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sex, a need.
Absolutely.
Fun. Did you know that fun is a need?
Yeah, play.
My therapist told me that. She's like, you need, and fun is a need. And I was like, wait, what?
It is.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Play.
Play.
Just
laughter.
To play. I feel like I do play a lot.
Yes.
I play in my busy.
You
I'm
are,
very
but you're a
playful
person.
I am a very playful
yes,
person.
Yes, you're fun to be around. You're definitely a...
player.
Yes.
Not a player.
Hey.
But a player.
Okay, Leah.
I do like to play.
Yeah.
I have a lot of fun in my busy day, you know, because I'm playful. But fun is essential. I have a lot of fun in life. It's not that I don't have fun, but it's like I was saying before, peace is different for everybody.
Yeah.
Peace to me is doing dishes while everybody else is having a conversation and I'm listening. To me, that gives me...
You're safe. You feel safe there.
Yeah.
That's your safe space.
Yeah. Because I think I am actually a highly social introvert.
Oh, interesting.
I am not an extrovert.
Yeah, I'm not either. Oddly enough, I know business-wise, Tom and I are both, but at our core, we're very much introverts.
Yeah.
I get energized through reading a book. I get energized through private thoughts and writing and just being weird alone.
Yeah.
Being around people actually drains the fucking life force out of me. Like I'll come home from recording your mom's house and I'll have to sleep. I'll just be like, I gotta power down.
I nap too. Yeah. And I separate myself too. Part of the reason I wanted to pick my dad up from the airport was because I wanted 2 hours by myself in the car.
Oh,
or
see,
1 hour
that's
by myself
interesting.
In the car. Because I had been on a hamster wheel the day before. I was with Bert all day in meetings and photo shoots and all kinds of stuff, literally from like 9 a.m. till 6 or 7 at night.
Oh,
and then
God.
Had to do mom duties after that. So I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to put a podcast on and drive to pick up my dad.
And that was a form of regrouping.
It was
you.
Because Bert would have, and this is lovely too. Bert wanted to hang out that morning, which is great. But I love to hang out with Bert, but I had spent all day with him and I didn't need to be away from Bert. I needed to be with myself.
100%. Now, what if you could do that on Fridays between 9 and 10?
Just drive round trip to the airport every Friday?
Well, you go from LAX, you turn on that Uber. No, but imagine if you could do it, because it's so funny because your idea of me time was still in service of somebody else.
That is very interesting.
Yeah, like you were still like, but I'm going to be purposeful. I'm going to not be frivolous.
That's really interesting that it has to be purposeful.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right about that.
There's a saying I love from Bertrand Russell that's helped me tremendously.
Yeah.
The time we enjoy wasting is not wasted time.
The time we enjoy. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Meaning like if you get a thrill, if it gives you joy and it gives you something, then do it's not wasting time. However, video games, that's a waste of time.
I have to agree with you on that.
That's really good philosophy.
The culture I brought up in, there was no time wasted.
Correct. Busybody. Same with us, Hungarians too. My grandmother was up at the crack of dawn, cooking, cleaning, taking walks, and getting ready for the war, getting ready for the Russians and the Germans to come knock on the door. But we're in America, Jack. Anyways, can we try it? Both of us to reserve Fridays?
Yeah.
Let's try it.
So the next time I'm where my mom's at, we'll talk about it maybe.
Yeah. All right.
In a couple of months or whenever.
All right.
Whenever I'm back.
What are you going to do for Plantober next year?
Any sober thoughts? Momtober?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. We're going to wrap up our sober Momtober on like our first week in November. We're going to podcast about that. So maybe I'll talk to them and see what we can come up with. Definitely, hopefully by next October, I'll still be meal planning and only checking my email 3 times a day. So
good.
So I don't know. I don't think I'm going to wait till October. I think I'm going to try. Maybe the lesson learned is I tried to change too many things at one time.
Oh, that's interesting.
Maybe that's the lesson learned from trying to reorganize my organization entirely. Maybe just accomplishing those two things is enough that now in November I can add one more. In December I can add one more. Like my Friday off, start that in November.
Baby steps. Or half day. Let's start with a half day on Friday.
Half day.
Let's not
go
even a whole day. Because the kids are, you know, even if it's a minimum day at school or whatever, that ends at what, noon?
Yeah.
So it won't interrupt your time. Drop them off. Go do something you want to do. Go, just go get a pedicure even.
Right.
I know it's like when I did that when Julian was just born. I would just get out of the house just to get a pedicure. Just to not hear crying for an hour, you know?
you're right.
Yeah. All right. What do we have any final thoughts on Sober October? Any revelations? Anything?
Well, I have to say, I hope the guys continue it because I think that it inspires a lot of people to stop and evaluate their life, whether they're sober or not, to take a moment right before we're going into the holidays and this crazy schedule we were talking about, to stop and kind of take a left turn for a minute.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like that they've inspired so many people to be sober for the month of October. And so many people, where were we the other day? We were somewhere the other day. And this guy was like, yeah, I'm doing Sober October. And he had no idea that I was connected to Bury and no idea who I was. And I was like, that's really cool that this random guy is walking around talking about doing Sober October. And my husband was part of starting that.
It's amazing.
It's really inspiring.
Yeah, so, well, Tom and I were at dinner the other night and I was drinking a glass of wine and Tom was drinking water. And the waiter walks by and he goes, good to see you're supporting your husband on Sober October.
Oh, no way. That's
and
funny.
I was like, yeah, dude, no. That's on him. That's all his.
That's all his stuff, right?
Yeah, you're right. It is good to have a month of reflection. Mm-hmm. I think, especially as in Americans, the culture is such a doing culture. It's not really a sit back and think culture. The why. It's so important, and the how.
The why.
The why and the how.
The why and the how. And you know,
God damn,
I don't know about your people, but my house, we are obsessed with my big fat American gypsy wedding.
I love that fucking hat.
Oh my God.
The gorgers.
That's my point.
Dude, I love
Americans
the
gorgers. Are gorgers. Yeah. To gorge on something means to overindulge, right? They believe Americans are gorgers.
Yes.
And we are. We gorge, we binge watch shows, we eat too many donuts, we drink too much. So in October, all of a sudden, you can like degorge.
Well, the reason that the gorging, that's a really insightful thing you just said. The the supersizing, eating too much, we binge watch, fantastic. But because we work ourselves so hard, mm-hmm. nine to whatever, your 12-hour days, come the weekend,
I'm going to get ripped.
Yep.
I'm going to fucking not get out of my pajamas. I'm going to eat everything I want because I'm miserable.
Yeah.
Because I fucking blew it out all week. I'm thoroughly worn to nerves, to nothing.
Yeah.
And that's why we do stupid things like bungee jumping mm-hmm. and some extreme sport. Like, what are you doing?
And perhaps engage in not very nice behavior on social media.
100%.
That's why people do that.
It's
they need a release.
Crazy hateful valve. Yeah, mm-hmm. because we're also, we overdo it during the week.
Yeah.
Or we, yeah, it's so funny.
You gorge on work.
And I always think about this too. Like when I'm on my deathbed, am I going to be stoked about, hey, I took that weekend, you know, and
that
this
one extra weekend in Minnesota.
God, I'm so stoked I went to Iowa for another run at the Funny Bone. Like, but not to put down Iowa, but whatever, but. You know what I mean? Like
wherever it may be.
Yeah. Wherever. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm so glad I made more money.
Yeah.
Like it's really not. The priority is like, I'm glad I spent time with my kids. I was thinking today, like there's three things I really give a shit about. It's my children, my husband and comedy.
Yeah.
I don't even have friends. Isn't that sad? Besides you.
Yes, you do. That's not true.
I know. I should have added friends, but I didn't. See, that's self-reliance stuff that like, anyway.
Well, I was talking to my dad about this morning. You know, Isla has dyslexia. We've talked about this for years. And this year she's really hit her stride academically in that she's finally kind of functioning at a grade level.
Oh, that's awesome.
But when we went into middle school, my focus was for her was about social. And I was like, if everybody feels good socially, then they achieve in whatever business they're in.
Oh, yeah.
And that takes what you're talking about. Not gorging and relaxing and enjoying times with your friends or your family or whoever that social piece is for you. I think being social is so healing. And
oh, yeah.
Not even for an introvert. You do need people. We are tribal.
But the right people. Tribe. And I remember when I did right that tribe, steep row, I used to get emails from people being like, I'm a gay kid. I live in blah, 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 Alabama or some place that's they don't like me. Mm. What should I do? And my first response is move. Get out.
Immediately.
Go somewhere with your tribe, yeah. people who like you. Yeah. And I tell you, every time I walk into the comedy store, and that's my place of work, but it's a joy because I love comedians.
Yeah.
I love how messed up we all are. And it's like, oh, God, I found my tribe. And the minute I became a comic, I'm like, this is where I should have belonged all my life.
Yeah, it's really healthy.
You got to find it.
You do.
All right. Well, let me see. Do I have any reflections? I always want to do less. That's always my goal is to do absolutely less. But I think, too, part of me wants to just suck the marrow out of life. I'm very much like, I'm going to fucking do all that. I'm going to do everything because, you know, this existential part of me is also very life affirming.
Right.
The other side of it is like, yeah, but I could die tomorrow. So I'm going to fucking do this. Let's go. So I don't know. I'm like, I'm a little schizophrenic that way. It's like, I want to do everything. I want to do nothing. I don't know. Well, we'll talk to my shrink about that one. But all right. Any last thoughts, Leanne Kreischer?
Yes. I have really enjoyed spending this much time with you.
Oh,
it's been
too.
A long time since we've spent this much time.
It has been.
No mics or whatever. We should spend more time together.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Kids' life gets busy, but.
That's the problem. These two little munchkins sucking the life force out of me right now. Because when we lived down 6th Street, we used to live, you guys lived further up, we lived
Sixth
down.
Street, yep.
And this is when like, goddamn, this is probably the brokest Tom and I have ever, ever, ever been. And I would just come to your guys' house when Bert was out or sometimes Tom and I would come over and you guys would make us the best meals. Mm. I'll never forget. Mm. And you guys lived in the, you know, your apartment, your 2-layer thing. Yeah. And the girls were naked.
All the time.
And Bert was naked.
All the time.
And
still is.
It was those were good days. Those were fun times.
They were. And I miss you. And you know, what happens with life when life moves on and you get in your circle. It's not that I forgot that I missed you, but I forgot that I missed you. Does that make sense?
I know.
And then I spend time with you and I go, oh, I forgot. Wait a minute.
We have to move next door. That's how it works.
You think so?
Yeah. Because I feel like when you have little ones, it's like you don't want to make the trek.
That is very true.
You don't put anybody in a car.
I mean, as I hang out with the people, I can walk to their house.
I know.
You know, that's who you hang out with is who you walk to.
We're buying plots of land and outdoor
I just
showers.
Bought one, so you're going to have to move to where I am because I just finished
God
one.
Damn it. All right. Well, next year, that'll be the
next
plan.
Next year. That's sober October next year.
There you go. All right, that's it for So Over October. Hopefully, we'll probably see you next year, depending on what our lunatic husbands come up with. I don't think they're stopping Sober October anytime soon.
I hope not.
I hope not, too. It's kind of fun in a way.
It's great.
As much as we love complaining about our husbands. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, I believe on Nadav, is it Two Bears, One Cave coming up that they complain about us? Or is it already aired?
I definitely gave them the go-ahead to complain about you, but I don't think they could have brought themselves to do it.
No. I can't wait to hear what Bert says.
I can't wait to. So wait, was that one coming up soon?
Well, what I'm saying is I tried to get them to complain about you, but they kind of didn't.
Smart. Because there's nothing to complain about. We are walking perfection.
Hello.
I mean, come on.
Hello. God, they're smart.
Let's just say I've trained him right.
Yeah.
He knows better than to complain about me.
Yeah.
I'm joking. I don't care if he complains about me.
No, I
can't. I'm not perfect.
Why would he know what sucks about me? I'm very open about it. Like, but okay. Well, it's a trap. That's why they know it. They know it. Husbands are smart sometimes. All right. Well, I hope you guys had a good time listening to us. And stay sober for the rest of October because this airs next week. And, it airs today. Whoops, sorry.
Oops.
Too much. But until next year, have a good year. Be good. See you in 2020.
Yeah, totally. All right. See you 2020.
Bye, mommy.